Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Couples Conversation Podcast. I'm one of your hosts with the hoarse voice.
Hoarse?
I'm going hoarse.
Why?
Because I was screaming last night. I was yelling.
Oh.
I was at a fun wrestling event last night and started going hoarse. That's a really hard two words to say back to back.
Going hoarse?
No, hoarse voice.
Horse voice.
You want to say, what does your mind want to say?
Horse force.
Yeah. my voice is going hoarse. There you go.
Yeah.
Or horse force. But horse I'm with my lovely wife, as you hear, Madison.
Hello.
And I am JT.
Yep.
And we are your hosts of this amazing podcast. And we're back. It's been a week. Feels like longer, but it's been 2 weeks since we recorded. 1 week we took off because, you know, there was a bunny that came. Right, Madison?
Oh, yeah.
A bunny came and gave us nice stuff. And, yeah, it was a nice time. It was a fun time. I'm talking about Easter, for those who don't know. But we're glad to be back. We're glad that you guys are back listening to us. We hope you all had a great Easter. Isn't that right, Madison?
Yes, absolutely.
So, what do we got to talk about tonight, Madison?
What don't we have to talk about?
This is true.
Might as well just spill it all out.
Might as well get it off on the get it out on the table.
Yeah.
Might as well just lay it out on the line.
Absolutely.
We have an announcement, everyone. We don't know what we're talking about.
We don't have any idea. So we thought we would just blab for the next few minutes.
Yep. Yep.
Obviously, we have the eclipse coming tomorrow.
I don't care about that.
I mean, it is rare, so I think that's pretty cool. The last one we had was in 2017.
I remember exactly. Do you remember exactly where you were when that happened?
Yeah.
Where were you?
Standing inside of my house, but then I went outside my house. And I was the only one there because I think it was like a work day or something.
Mm. I was at a Chick-fil-A.
Really?
Yep, in Collierville. When I was with some diabetic friends.
Well, that year, the like total eclipse was supposed to be in Clarksville, Tennessee. And that's where Austin Peay is, which is my my college that I went to, and I was starting like that week or something, but I wasn't there yet. And so it was just so funny that the total eclipse was passing by my school that I was going to attend, but a week later.
Ah.
And so I was still here.
Yeah.
And I got to see what most of the eclipse we could see.
Yeah.
So I guess this time I'll be at work. And then I think the next one should be in about 20 years or so.
I'll still be here.
Yeah, hopefully.
So, it doesn't really matter. I don't really care much for the eclipse. It doesn't really do much for me. It's cool, don't get me wrong, but it's not like it's going to hurt my feelings, you know?
No, but I mean, it is rare. So I think it'd be cool to just get a little glimpse of it. And I guess you'll be home, so.
Yeah, I'll be home.
So you'll be able to look at it.
Yep, I'll be home. Because, you know, we've talked about it before. Being a homeowner and having this is, you know, just life. And you know, that's what we got to do. And hot water tanks are also part of being a homeowner.
Yeah, and sometimes they go out.
Well, ours isn't completely out. We still have some hot water left. So that's, you know, that's where we're at in life with it. But we do need to replace it. And that's what we're trying to do. So tomorrow, I will be getting calls and talking to people about replacing the hot water tank and having someone out come out and, you know, help with that. So.
Yeah, not what we were planning on doing.
No, but you can't ever plan for that kind of stuff, you know? It's just one of those that happens.
Yeah.
But what else have we been doing? What else have you been doing, Madison?
Shopping online.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of wrestling content.
Oh, really?
Yeah, as we're recording this.
I don't think I'd noticed.
As we're recording this, I'm currently watching WrestleMania right now.
That is...
You want to see?
Look, sarcasm.
See? Look, let's see. Right there. Look, see?
Wow.
Yep. I'm currently watching the triple threat match for the United States Championship with Kevin Owens, Randy Orton, and you might know this guy, Logan Paul.
The YouTube?
Yep.
Artist?
Yep.
Oh.
He is a wrestler now.
Oh, weird.
Yep.
Oh.
So he has merged into this world. This is called WrestleMania Weekend. It's the first weekend in, well, not first weekend, but, the first weekend in April is normally the WrestleMania Weekend. And it started on Saturday, and we had two huge pay-per-views, PLEs, which is premium live events, NXT, which is like the developmental group. They had a an event called Stand and Deliver, and then WrestleMania, which is the grandest stage of them all, the biggest event in wrestling all year long. That took place night one, which was Saturday night, and then night two, which is as we're talking right now. And it is a huge spectacle. Everyone is, I mean, there's multiple matches that are involved, championships on the line. Different storylines are being written, different storylines are being created. So it's a very fun, as a professional wrestling fan, it is so fun to keep up with all this. I've texted friends, talked to people about it. It's a lot of fun. But not only, I'm watching this on Peacock. I'm watching this, you know, via Twitter and keeping up with it, you know, with fans and stuff. And I actually went to an event this Saturday, 901 Wrestling, which is a promotion here in Memphis, obviously, with the name. And we have a partnership with Beyond the Batcave, the podcast, and 901 Wrestling. And we talk about it on a wrestling podcast that Terrell and I do. It's a lot of fun. We love going every other Saturday, you know, every Saturday that they have it. It's just a lot of fun, and that's my main reason for why I'm hoarse, is because I was there cheering with the fellow podcast guys.
I was not there.
No, you weren't, but you will be going to one.
Yeah.
Don't act like you're sad about that.
I am.
Why?
It's not what I enjoy.
Okay, but you're going to the one where it's right before my birthday. You're going to the show on July 20th, which is right before my birthday.
Correct.
So...
And your point?
Look, I told you earlier, I made sacrifices for you.
Okay.
You made me watch that nightmarish of a
show. It was not bad. It is a masterpiece.
No. Shrek 2 is a masterpiece. This... Shrek the Musical was a disaster piece.
No, Shrek the Musical was wonderful.
No, guys, I'm telling you, it is. You will have nightmare.
Well made. Very well made.
No. But, yeah, I'm not wrestled out, because I could watch wrestling all the time and talk about it all the time. And I do, with friends. Actually, right now I'm wearing the hat and the shirt of one Cody Rhodes, who I'm hoping when this podcast goes out, he will be the next WWE champion. Fingers crossed. But yeah, that's what I've been doing this weekend.
Oh, okay.
So, but other than that, I've just been, you know, hanging out, just doing some stuff. Toy collecting, getting the...
Organizing
the collection room. Yeah, we decided... That we have a lot of mini, like smaller Lego sets,
and a lot of trinkets.
Yeah, just a lot of small sets. And so we said, hey, let's just get like a little, let's get some gallon size bags and some, Ziploc bags or whatever, and just put the smaller sets in them, and then label them, and then put them in storage. And if we want to bring them out, we can bring them out and build them. If we don't want to bring them out, we don't want to build them, Well, we don't have to. Like, we can just, if we want to sell them, we can print off the guide on how to, you know, how to build them and put them in the bag and sell them. Yeah, there's a lot of options, you know?
Yeah.
But it does clear up room for us in the collection room. For me, I should say. So, but I know something that you've been doing.
What?
You've been reading.
Just a little.
Just a little. Just a tad. Didn't finish, what, a book or two?
One, and then I started.
Well, yeah. So you're like a book and a half done.
Yeah.
So.
I just finished The Kiss Quotient by Helen Huang, I think. Huang?
Okay.
Something like that. And I absolutely adored this book.
She really did. It was one of those, honestly. There have been like two or three books that she has, you know, because Madison has become a reader. And it's become one of these things where she'll tell me about a book and she'll start talking about it and I get invested and I'm not even reading the thing. And I start
telling him, like, this person did this and then that person came along and he's like, what? Why didn't this person do this and that? Like, yeah. He's definitely into it.
Yeah, I need to know more. So I'm like, hey, you need to bring your book today so you can read. And she's like, okay, I'll try. But it's a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun to listen to her and see her, see her just kind of get into it and really delve into the reading community, honestly. I've been telling her she needs to do like podcasts or like reviews on it on Twitter or stuff. So who knows? Maybe in the future.
Maybe.
What else have we been doing? Oh, we are currently in two, not one, but two D&D campaigns. If you don't know what D&D is, that is Dungeons & Dragons. Madison and I are currently... And
campaign is a word for a game.
Yeah, it's story. Like a story board. And right now, we're doing one in live person. We will be doing our next session... next Saturday on the 13th, and that is with Claudio.
Claudio. Think about it too hard.
Claudia and Alberto.
Yes.
If you combine their names, Claudio works. We started that session back in March.
A month ago.
And so we're doing it every month.
Yeah, it's a monthly, and we'll play for a couple hours, seeing how far our characters can get. And in this story... my name is Celestine, and I am part elf, witch, mage, lots of powers.
Yep. Actually, I have to look at my name. I can't remember mine.
Aragorn.
No, Torbjörn.
Torbjörn.
Torbjörn. He is like Aragorn in the Lord of the Rings. He's a ranger, so he's like good with bows, good with swords and stuff. So very cool. Very cool that I'm doing that.
So, this new campaign is all digital. Everything about it is digital. We are video chatting. The game board is digital. Our character sheets is digital. So, like, if I get to roll on the computer, like, I don't have to have actual dice. And if I get hit or use a power, like, it'll... do the math already on the computer, so that's really cool.
Well, that's this campaign that we're doing, the second campaign.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm saying the other campaign is all digital.
Well, you didn't say anything about it. What are we doing?
I just said.
Who are we doing with?
Sean and Steven.
And Z.
And your friend, Z.
And then, like Madison said, it's all online, so we're on Discord talking and going through the story. Yeah, Madison explained it very well. The dice is very, it's very cool because you roll and honestly, we could roll like ourselves and just tell Sean like, hey, this is what we got on this die. But I understand the fact that like it's an honor system, you know?
Yeah. And if you have the capability of all doing it online, like might as well keep it online.
Yeah.
So we decided to make brand new characters. So it's easier to keep up with how much health and money and
just everything
equipment is that you have. And so it's easier for each game to have that you have your own character. And so we created new characters for this digital campaign. And I am Thea, and I am half orc, half barbarian. That is 6'8" with green skin, and I'm incredibly strong. So in this game, I am a gigantic woman who can fight and is strong and can... I don't know.
Essentially,
like, I'm just a huge woman. Yeah.
If you were a Marvel fan, she is essentially...
She-Hulk.
She-Hulk.
More or less, yes.
I
thought it was just hilarious that this is my character because... I'm a petite woman.
Yeah, in real life.
I'm a very, very petite woman in real life. And so in this game, I get to pretend that I'm this big, hunk, muscular woman who can, like, out fight these grown men. And, like, I could be the front of the lines while these other guys, like, use their magic and powers and whatever. And I'm, like, the brute force of it all. And I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's pretty great, I'm not going to lie, to see you in character like that as someone who is, you know, like you said, a petite woman to do this. Now, my character, his name is Botgrog.
Oh, geez.
And I am a dwarf. I am a, like, 5 foot, 200 pound... green skinned, blue eyed, black haired dwarf.
Mm.
I'm also in dwarf years, I'm like 35, but like that sounds like okay, middle aged, right? No, in dwarf years,
I'm not middle aged,
whatever. Dwarf years, I'm like a very infant dwarf,
like a teenager,
no, like a baby. Because dwarves can live up to, like, 200 years old.
Then how do you have all that skill set if you're a baby?
Because I guess you're going to have to find out when we do our campaign.
Oh, geez. I guess I got to take care of you.
Yes. You can carry me.
Oh, okay.
Thea's going to carry Botgrog across the way.
Yeah.
No, something really cool also is... We're playing with a lot of our friends who live in different states. And so we're super excited to just kind of join the fun and whatnot. So really excited for that.
Oh, yeah. I'm super excited.
What else have you been doing? I'm trying to think.
Well, I was going to say I've been shopping. I got you some new shoes.
Got me some chuckles.
And let's get that season. So when we go, we're going to the beach in June. And with his parents, and I'm very excited because we haven't had a beach trip, a sole beach trip since we got engaged.
Right.
And so their tradition is every time they go to the beach, the whole group, whoever's with it, friends, family, whoever goes with you, the whole group chooses a color scheme of clothes to wear, and they take pictures like that last night at the beach. And so this beach trip, we are doing a pale pink color, and JT already has his shirt.
Yep.
Or you have shorts, too. I forgot about you have shorts.
Yeah.
If you, whatever you feel, we could take both.
Yeah. I have options.
Yeah. And so I just bought my dress. And hopefully it'll come in and fit right, and then that'll be all good. So I bought my dress for that and some other things and found some stuff on Amazon that I wouldn't mind buying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I didn't. I didn't.
Yeah.
But I want to. And then we had a really good Target run today. However, I got back home and had to start meal prepping my meals for this week, and I was shredding some carrots, and I just so happened to slice my knuckle.
Darn.
Yeah. And it's so funny because JT literally said, do not cut your hand while I'm gone. No. I said that. What did you say?
I said, don't touch your eyes with the peppers.
Yes. You said, don't touch your eyes with the and it's bell peppers. It wasn't jalapenos or anything. It was a bell pepper. And he goes, don't touch your eyes or because they'll sting. I'm like, that's not how it works. And I was like, you're not worried that I might cut myself? He goes, oh, yeah, don't do that either. Don't cut yourself. And then after he leaves, I literally slice my knuckle.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
Yeah, it was one of those where I was like, you know, I felt like you wouldn't do something like that.
You know, I had heard from somewhere, it's like, after like a kid falls down, why do we tell them to be careful?
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
Like, that makes no sense. They needed to have been careful before that.
Yeah.
So I should have had been careful.
We just don't know better.
No.
Kids don't know better.
No. We're only 25 and 30 once.
I thought you said 31. And I was like, Madison, you're putting me older than I am already.
No.
30 once. Like, yes, one time. Yes,
one time.
That's okay. I understand. Thank you.
But you will be 31.
I will be this year.
In a couple months.
Yes, this is true.
Are you excited? Well, you gotta talk about your birthday.
I mean,
we gotta throw you a little party.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be here before I know it, right? That's what they always say.
Yeah, but don't rush it.
Okay.
I'd like to have a slow summer.
Oh, okay.
Please. I need a slow summer.
I'll try.
Speaking of summer, school is kicking my butt.
Yeah.
Kicking everyone's butt.
Yeah.
Like, by this time, everyone is starting to just get tired and comfortable with the routine and comfortable with people in there and just needing a break. And so we are trekking through, but...
That is true. Trekking through. That is the word.
Basically. So, but from here on, school is starting to wrap up. So we're, you know, starting to finish up our academics and then ending the year with, like, a whole bunch of review of what we've learned. And then we'll have a whole bunch of activities and field days and a picnic. What else? Our spring program. Mm-hmm. Like, all this stuff is coming up really soon. However, we have no more breaks until the end of school. And the end of school is, like, May 20... Or something like that, fifth, like the end of May is our last day of school. Yeah, I guess 24th, okay? So from now, April 7th, well, tomorrow, April 8th, to May 26th, we have zero breaks.
Jeez.
Which means 5 days in a week for 7 whole weeks. 7 weeks of 5 days.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
With no breaks.
That is a lot.
With the same people every single day.
Might have to take a day off to yourself.
I may do that.
I would recommend it.
Well, thank you. You're only welcome. If we take a day off at the same time.
I can't promise you that, but we'll try.
We could do that.
We'll try.
We could do it.
But yeah, it's been a crazy couple weeks, guys. But we're back. As we're looking at the calendar, the only time that we may miss is the 21st. And that's simply because we have, I don't know, some special guest named Scott Ennis joining the Batcave. Who is that, you may be asking? Oh, that's just the voice of Scooby-Doo and Shaggy and Scrappy-Doo.
No idea. And the Creeper, I think.
Yeah, and the Creeper. Yeah. So, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Simply because, it's a big name. It's a big name. We've gotten a lot of big name people, but I think he's the biggest so far. So
far is the key word. Yep. We're hoping to continue upward.
Absolutely. And we will. Beyond Con is going to be here literally in less than a month. And I'm so excited for it. But, but yeah, guys, that will do it for...
We didn't do a total look back.
It's been
kind of looked forward.
Yeah, we kind of looked forward. nothing on the schedule.
We went to the Grizzly game?
Yeah, we went to the Grizz game.
How was the Grizz game for you?
It was fun. As most of you know, I used to work for the team, and once COVID hit and I stopped working for the team, I kind of, you know, didn't go to the games as much because, you know, I used to get free tickets, but now I don't. So, that kind of sucks.
Gotta buy them like any other civilian.
Yep. I gotta be a regular person. But it still was a lot of fun. We got to see him win, which this season it's not the best of
common.
Yeah, it's not common this year. So super excited for that. It was a lot of fun. Did you have fun?
Oh, I loved it. I mean, we hadn't been in probably like 2 years, I think.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It definitely wasn't as packed as I remembered it. And like you said, it probably was just the season or the night. I mean, it was nothing special. So
it's just a Friday night.
Yeah, just a random Friday night. So I was kind of bummed that it wasn't as packed and fun and hyped. However, it just helped because it wasn't as packed and chaotic. And some hoopla went on outside the stadium, so we had to keep in tabs with that and whatnot. Ran into Dom, so that was cool.
Yeah, we saw Dom.
Well, literally, Dom ran into us.
Yeah, literally. But yeah, other than that, it has been a solid week for us, solid 2 weeks. You know, life can only get as crazy as we make it. Having a steady steady pace on things is the best thing we can do. So
day by day.
Yep, absolutely. So but that will do it from us. Thank you guys so much for listening. And we will be back next week with another fun episode, which if you keep count, it's episode 10.
Yeah.
Meaning something special is gonna happen.
Very special.
So we'll see you then.
Then.